Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
I'm Brendan Brooks. Here's what's happening. A Vietnam veteran was killed in a hit and run in Norristown last night. Police say he was struck while he's putting some things into his car. His family says the former Marine was a survivor of the Vietnam War. Police haven't released a description of the car that struck him. Media Delaware County will roll out the red, white, and blue carpet for its veterans later today. Half a dozen World War II vets will be among the military members honored during the borough's 60th annual parade. Mayor Bob McMahon's a veteran himself, says Media celebrates its vets all year long with its military museum.
And so we're trying to encourage them to join these veterans groups, teach the next generation.
Media will honor its veterans with 10 marching bands, 30 posts and color guards, and the Grand Marshal, State Commander of American Legion, Robert Johnson. The U.S. Marine Corps flag was raised over Philadelphia City Hall yesterday in honor of the Corps' 244th birthday on the start of Marine Week in Philadelphia. KYW's Justin Udo reports. From the
Sergeant William Meade spent 4 years in the Marine Corps. During that time, he served in the Vietnam War.
Because when I came back from Vietnam, there wasn't a thank you. Flags were ripped up. Somebody wrote baby killer on the front glass doors.
This time, Meade was greeted with praise and thanks when he sang the national anthem and the Marine Corps hymn for dozens of fellow Marines and civilians during the flag-raising ceremony at City Hall. A new housing development exclusively for low-income veterans is almost full, several months after opening on the site of the old Edison High School. All 66 units are complete. They're going fast. The name of the place, Edison 64, is a tribute to the number of Edison High alumni who were killed in Vietnam, the highest casualty rate of any high school in the U.S. One of the early arrivals, Harry Wilson, is hoping the builders will do more for those vets who didn't make it.
I think maybe a plaque, you know, to remember those veterans.
Debbie Derricks of the Philadelphia Veterans Multi-Services Center says the tenants will also be honored with what she calls unparalleled service.
In most long-term housing or permanent housing, you find that it's just residents, and often if they need services, they're bused elsewhere. Here at Edison 64 Veteran Community, we will have all services and staff operating on site, and that's what makes it unparalleled.
Services include job training, job placement, and a robust calendar of events. Corporate teams will compete Thursday at PICO headquarters in a spelling bee to raise money for the Community Learning Center, a nonprofit that teaches adults to read and write for free. KYW's Mike DiNardo reports.
CLC's Director of Engagement and Advancement, Stephen Brown, says many adults come out of high school reading only at a third or fourth or fifth grade level.
I would say, at least 25 to 30% of adults in Philadelphia, do not have the basic literacy skills that they need in order to, pass a high school equivalency test or be able to gain employment.
He says the CLC does more than prepare adults to pass a GED test. He says it provides career coaches to help with resumes and job interviews. Brown says CLC hopes to bring in $20,000 to $25,000 with this first annual spelling bee. That's the All Local. I'm Brandon Brooks. Listen live anytime on the Radio.com app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.